Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to Dara O'Neill of the Environmental Protection Agency about a host of research projects that have received funding for 2024. Scientific research and innovation are playing an increasingly important role in informing how governments and society can respond to the challenges posed by climate change and environmental degradation. The EPA has announced over 14 million euros worth of funding for 33 new research projects to address climate and environmental challenges. Dara explains why the funding is important.
I think we're all familiar with climate change and the changes to our environment. Environmental damage, and I think we're also getting more familiar that that's happened to us now, but also thinking about very much the future, and we're hearing more about 2050 and what we're trying to achieve by then. So while there are things that we are doing now and we should be doing now, there's also a real need to understand that uncertainty into the future so that we can plan for that, we understand the impact, and we can either plan, mitigate and address that as best we can with the best evidence that's available. So the EPA announced 4.3 million euros for 33 new research projects, and these are all going to be focused on areas related to climate, the environment and our transition to sustainability. The 33 research projects are across various institutions and organisations in Ireland, with most of them based in the higher education sector, so in universities and technological universities, but some also being done by researchers in SMEs and in charitable organisations. And they really do span a very wide range of different areas, some addressing climate change, others looking at environmental damage, others how we transition to a green and circular economy, and some looking at the impact of environmental change on human health, but all of them very much focused on informing policy and decision making so that we have the best evidence to make those informed decisions.
A key element of the projects being funded is the need for societal transformation in our approach to tackling climate change. The issue of climate change is one that must be tackled across society, not solely through top-down measures. These include a transition to a circular economy, sustainability in our tourism, and a focus on reducing air pollution.
Last year we did put a special emphasis on societal transformation and supporting projects in this area, and really trying to bring people together from different disciplines and different sectors. If we are going to make these changes and address climate change and these other challenges, we really do need a whole of society approach, and that's not saying that it's only the individual, but it's also private enterprise, it's government, and it's across government that we need that kind of change. And these are complex systems and they're complex problems, so research is really important to bring together those different stakeholders to understand the different drivers for each of those groups, and to try and find, okay, where can we best and most effectively take action while trying to take into account the views of all those different groups in a really just and equitable way. And of course there will be trade-offs and consequences, and it's to understand what those might be as we start to implement any actions into the future.
An important element of the research is collaboration with both other agencies and research institutions.
The EPA research programme and the EPA more broadly, I mean, part of our purpose is really to work with others in the protection of the environment, and EPA research has a long and established relationship with many public agencies, including Metairn and Geological Survey of Ireland. And this year they're providing additional funding to the project in areas that are of mutual interest to the three agencies. So one of the projects actually that all three of the agencies are contributing to, for example, is around groundwater. Groundwater is a really important resource for us, where our drinking water comes from. Its groundwater levels impact the levels in our lakes and our rivers, and also sustain ecosystems in our wetlands and in other places. And this project now is looking at updating the state of knowledge that we currently have about our groundwater and the groundwater levels, but also looking into the future at different climate change scenarios and how that will impact the groundwater levels. And that will then inform how we plan, how we manage those critical resources into the future. A lot of the research expertise is within our university sector and within the technological universities. So we really want to leverage the ongoing and long-standing investment in research to ensure that we're getting the outcomes that we want from that investment in research, in particular in the area of the environment and climate. Critically as well, there's a whole skills development aspect to our investment in these projects as well as the actual outputs from the projects, which will inform policy. There'll also be outputs in terms of people who've developed skills, whether they be postdoctoral researchers or, for example, PhD students who will be then maybe staying in research, but also going into other sectors and bringing that really deep expertise and those specialist skills so that we can fully leverage the opportunities of this transition to a more sustainable future.
If you would like to find out more about the projects that have received funding, check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.